Believe in yourself, cause it starts with you, and then everyone else will believe you too. And if it looks like you're the only believer around, just keep on believing, don't put yourself down, just believe.
Our guest tonight grew up in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan and was the student council president and valedictorian of LaSalle High School in 2004. She was the 2004 Miss Basketball of the state of Michigan and just graduated from the University of Michigan with a BA in General Studies and Pre-Dental and a GPA of 3.4. She's the first University of Michigan athlete in 117 years to captain his or her team all 4 years. Her name, Krista Clement. And I'm Jack Krasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.
Now back to Anything Is Possible with Jack Krasula on News Talk 760 WJR. Brought to you by Trust in Us, a world-class executive search firm. Now, here's Jack.
We're with Miss Krista Clement. She's the first U of M athlete in 117 years to captain his or her team all 4 years. Quite an honor. Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Krasula. It's great to be here.
Just Jack. Can we start by talking about your childhood and your mom and your dad?
That's something that I always love to talk about. I was just up in the Upper Peninsula after I graduated this year, and it's always great to be home. My brother was home. He plays basketball overseas. He's looking to go to Italy next year. And I just got to spend a lot of time with my family. And we played some competitive tennis. And I can just, you really understand how much your parents are involved with your life when you get a chance to go back home. And you really understand who you are. My sister's in Seattle. And I was the youngest child. So I had to deal with keeping up with my brother and sister.
What did your dad do, and what did you learn, Krista, from your mom, and what did you learn from your dad?
My dad is a dentist, and my mom was a stay-at-home mom, so I spent a lot of time calling her to bring me up things to school. My dad always taught me to be enthusiastic. When he'd drop us off for school in the morning, he'd always say, "Well, be enthusiastic," and we'd say, "Love you, Dad," and we'd go off to our day. And I think that kind of set the tone for my childhood to go into, you know, every class, every practice, enthusiastic and excited to be there. My mom wasn't, you know, stressing the enthusiasm, but she was really modest. She was blessed with a really great family, just like I am. And she had a lot of opportunities through her life, but you never could tell. She was really down to earth, and she wanted us to do the same way. She cares about everybody. She really has a genuine concern for every person she meets, and I think that carried over into my life.
A couple months ago, Krista, we had Joe Dumars on, the seventh of seven kids, six boys, all of which played football in Louisiana. And he decided, you know, I want to get my own life and be different, so he went off to play basketball. Being the youngest child, if there's the youngest child listening tonight, what advice would you give to the youngest of many?
I would definitely say just to do what you love to do. It's a great opportunity when you're youngest because you can see your older brothers and sisters go through different sporting events. You can see what they like, what they don't like, what they have fun with. And you really have the opportunity to try a lot of different things when you're the youngest. I know I learned a ton from my brother and sister. My sister rode horses. My brother played a lot of basketball, and I kind of tagged along with them, and I got a real feeling of what I liked to do and what I was passionate about.
Why did you select basketball?
Naturally, God gave me a lot of talents, and I was good at it, so I enjoyed doing it. But I think being around my brother and having something that you could go in the backyard and work on by yourself without spending a lot of money, I think was, you know, I really had a passion to play basketball.
You're a freshman in high school at LaSalle High School. You score 16 points, you grab 10 rebounds, 4 assists, and 4 steals. And oh, that was in the state championship game as a freshman. So right out of the box, you had stardom all over you. What was that like?
When you're a freshman in high school, you really don't think that the state championship is really even that big of a deal. You're kind of just playing another game of basketball. And as a freshman, I'm just like, hey, I'll do this every year. You know, it's just a state championship. We'll get there. And so now when I look back, I actually watched the tape a couple weeks ago because we were doing some old-time highlights. And it's kind of amazing how you just play carefree. And I was just enjoying the moment. I had some really great teammates. We were like a college team. We played 10 deep. And with all their support, I was just able to feel very comfortable out on the floor. I think that it was a really special moment for St. Agnes because we were a small school. We were Class C. We made it to the state championship. They had made it last year, so we were hoping to repeat. The whole town is filling Rose Arena. And, you know, there's just a spirit. Everybody's talking about basketball at home. And, you know, that was our goal going into the season. And I can remember after we won the state championship, we were riding home, and we crossed the bridge. And everybody who had been at the game, it was like the whole town of St. Agnes was lined up waiting for us to come. And we paraded through St. Agnes, and we paraded back. People were honking their horns. And when we got in the gym, the gym was filled with people. And I think that's just was a really special moment in my life, seeing the community support and, you know, how great it was for me to be from a small town where people really, really care about you and, you know, want you to be the best that you can be.
We're talking to Krista Clement, and listen to this bio on her high school career. Class valedictorian, student council president, National Honor Society member, 4-year varsity letter winner, member of the Class C state championship team as a freshman, state runner-up as a junior, 99-5 record through her 4-year career, Miss Basketball 2004, Gatorade Player of the Year as a senior, on and on and on. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.
You're listening to Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. Brought to you by Trust in Us, a world-class executive search firm. Once again, here's your host, Jack Krasula.
We're talking to Krista Clement, who in 2004 was Miss Basketball of the state of Michigan. Krista, you got this fabulous high school career, and you wanted to go to Duke or Marquette, and you end up in Ann Arbor at the U of M. How did that happen?
It was definitely a long process. I postponed it. There's a lot of different deadlines you can sign to go to college. There's an early signing period, there's a late, and then I think there's a super late. And I signed on the super late. I wanted to make sure that all my I's were dotted and T's were crossed and I was making the right decision. I started out making visits to all kinds of different colleges. I'd watch games. I wanted to be surrounded by the best teammates. I wanted coaches that really cared about their players. And so I went to Duke. I thought Duke was a great university. I thought it was a great opportunity. I could win a national championship. We'd be successful like my high school team. But I was offered a walk-on position. You don't get your scholar, you don't get your money, or you don't get your school paid for. And I thought that was putting a little bit more pressure on my parents than I wanted to. And then I was also considering Marquette, which was a great school. I loved all the players. I loved the coaches. But it was far from home. And Michigan was in the running along with those places. I had visited it. I was a Michigan girl. A lot of people in my town were Michigan fans and really would like to see me play for Michigan. So I looked at all those options. And I visited and I visited and I talked with my parents, I talked with my coaches, and I prayed on my decision and what I thought would be best for me, what where God wanted to place me. And one of the final times I was at Michigan, I was walking through the athletic department, and I was with Mr. Bill Martin, the athletic director there. And he was showing me, you know, these Olympic athletes who had came through Michigan, these scholars. And he said that I'd be walking around campus with them. And that really hit me someplace. And I was like, wow, I could be with the best. And I could be walking day in and day out with these Olympic athletes. And I wanted to challenge myself to the fullest. And I think that's how I ended up choosing Michigan, and I think God put that little spark in my ear and pushed me that way.
On one of the trips, you met this guy, just came up to you.
Yes, I made a trip to Michigan, and I was walking through Schembechler with one of the past football players, Barry Pearson, who played at Michigan, and he takes me into this office of this older guy, and I'm sitting there, and he said, you know, this is Mr. Schembechler. And I said, oh, hi, great to meet you. I'm Krista Clement. And he said, so where are you thinking about going? I'm like, well, I'm either going to go to Marquette or Michigan. And he goes, Marquette? How can you go to Marquette? This is an easy decision. You need to go to Michigan. And I was like, man, this guy really likes Michigan. That's great. I mean, he's a passionate guy. And I walk out of the meeting, and I was like, man, thanks for taking me in here. He seems like a really great guy. And we walk out, and I call my mom on the phone, and she said, so how was your trip? And I said, well, I just got out of the office with this guy named Bo, this Bo guy. And she goes, Bo Schembechler? And I was like, yeah. And she goes, do you even know who he is? And I was like, no. Seems like a nice guy, pretty passionate about Michigan. And just didn't take me long getting into Michigan to figure out who this Bo guy was. He's a pretty incredible guy. He met me that one time, and it was amazing that every time I saw him, whether it was at a basketball game, in the coach's office, he always asked me how I was doing, and he had a concern for me, even though he had met me that one time. Wanted to make sure I was going to my classes, wanted to make sure everything at Michigan was going well for me.
Did he ever call you by your first name?
You know, I think he called me Miss Clement.
Yeah. He called everybody by their last name. So, Krista, George Codd in 1888 became the captain of the U of M baseball team. 1888. And he was the captain for all 4 years, from 1888 to 1891.
Okay.
The next U of M athlete that's been a captain of his or her team all 4 years is you, 117 years later. How did you ever become the captain of the U of M women's basketball team as a freshman?
Well, the captain position is actually voted on by your teammates. And as a freshman, there were seven of us. My freshman year, there were seven other freshmen, and we had two seniors and one sophomore. So we were a very young team, and we spent all summer together, you know, learning our way around Michigan and at track workouts. And I think they always called me, one of my teammates, J-Star, always called me the bossy one. And, you know, I wanted everybody to get their best time when we were on the track. I make sure everybody got their shots in outside of practice. And I think that kind of just built up this role of, you know, I had a feeling of where I wanted the team to be. And I had a real goal orientation about me. And my teammates really started to look up to me then. And I think that's, I'm guessing, what made them vote for me.
In high school, you won 99 games and you lost 5.
Yes.
So phenomenal. Listen to this record in college. First year, 5-23. In the Big Ten, 1-15. Second year, 6-23. Big Ten, 0-16. Third year, 10-20. Big Ten, 3-13. And by the way, you didn't start one game your junior year. You sat the bench. So you went from phenomenally successful to the other side of the mountain. What did those first 3 years teach you, Krista Clement?
I think it's definitely a change. It was great in high school, winning all those games. Everything was fun. Practice was fun. Basketball was just fun because we were winning games and everything was easy. And going into college, having high hopes to, you know, win the national championship, change the Michigan program, and kind of, you know, not experiencing that. It was a real struggle. And I think losing is a hard thing to go through. You know, people change. And while I was going through it, I was like, this is miserable. Why couldn't I have just gone to some place, some school where we win, whether it was Division III, Division II? Winning is what I want to do. I just want to win. I don't care if we play. I don't care who we play. I just want to win. And now, being able to look back at it, you realize that it's a lot more than just winning and losing. You learn a lot more about yourself when you're losing. You learn how to come back after a loss, get back in the gym, improving yourself rather than just giving up. I think when I was winning in high school, it was easy to get my shots in. I shot about 500 threes a day, and I could go back because I could see the rewards, immediate rewards after I was shooting my shots, and we'd win games. And once we started losing games in college, it was like, well, why practice? Why come in hard? And it taught me that how important hard work is and how important it is to come back after, you know, you've had a rough game, a rough practice, a rough year.
Krista Clement, the fourth year under Kevin Borseth, a new coach, 19-14, 11-7 in the Big Ten. This is what Kevin said once about Krista. If you've ever been around Krista, the kid just does things right. She's in it for the long haul. She sells the farm for the program, for the university, for herself, for the coaches, for her teammates. She's totally dedicated. I shouldn't stop, right, Krista? She's a kid you want in your program because she's what you want your program to be about. If you had a player you want your program identified with, it's Krista Clement. And I'm Jack Krasula, and this is Anything That's Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.
Welcome back to Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. Presented by Trust in Us, a world-class executive search firm. Now, here's your host, Jack Krasula.
Welcome back. We're with Krista Clement, who's a two-time Big Ten Sportsmanship Award honoree. Krista, your senior year, a turnaround.
Yes.
19-14, 11-7 in the Big Ten. Talk about having success after those first three awful years.
It was an amazing experience. We actually got a new coaching staff my senior year. Kevin Borseth from Green Bay, Don Plitzewite from Grand Valley, and Mike Williams from Grand Valley also. And going into our senior year, we were all really excited, maybe a little change, new opportunity. And we worked really hard that summer. And, you know, we wanted to turn the program around. And going into practice those days, my senior year, I can remember just enjoying every minute. I left St. Ignace right before the season started, and I started crying on my way back to Ann Arbor. And I was like, why am I crying? You know, I was going to see my brother in a week. I was going to see my family. And I was like, you know, this is my last go at it, my last opportunity to play basketball. And it really hit me early on that this was my last time to play basketball. And I was just grateful that I was able to enjoy it, that I was able to absorb everything in, because I knew that every time I stepped on the court could be the end.
Late in April, on a Sunday night, you played against Michigan State in the Breslin Center in the NIT Elite Eight, and you lost that game. That was your final game after 20 years of playing basketball. That ride back home to Ann Arbor, what did you think about that night?
That was a really hard day, obviously. Playing for Michigan, you don't want to lose your final game against Michigan State. It was an overtime game. And even though we had had a great year, made lots of improvements, lots of firsts, we actually won our first road Big Ten game this year. We were sitting at our pregame meal against Wisconsin, and we hadn't won a road game, and Coach Boriseth came up to us. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You guys haven't won a road game since you've been here? And we were like, wow, we haven't won a road game. And, you know, we had a little more confidence going into this game and excitement. And it came all the way down to an overtime buzzer beater shot by our 6'6 player from just ahead of half court. And it was exciting.
Looking back, are you happy you chose U of M?
Oh, definitely. Michigan is a great school, great academics, great athletics. And I think that I would have been happy at a lot of different places. I think that you can make the best out of whatever situation you're in. I would have found a way to enjoy Duke. I would have found a way to enjoy Marquette, but I made the decision to go to Michigan, and it was a great decision for me. My family got to come to the games. I made some great friends on the team, and you know, we had the opportunity to build a program and start something new for Michigan.
What was the highlight, Krista Clement, of your basketball career?
I was just asked this question recently, and after thinking about it, I'd have to say that my highlight was when all four of the seniors on the Michigan team got to start in our last home game against Minnesota. I think that after what we've been through, it was really exciting to get to play together, and we had a lot of laughs out on that court.
20 years of basketball. What has basketball taught you, Krista, about life?
I think sports are a great way to learn different work ethic, morals, and basketball has made me the person I am today. I think my coaches in high school taught me to work as hard as I possibly could. I can remember when I was probably in seventh grade and I was at basketball camp with all the other St. Agnes high schoolers, and I was getting ready to go on vacation with my family, and my coach was like, well, you know, make sure you bring your basketball. And I was like, well, why? And he's like, well, you want to get some shots up, you're going to be the best someday. And he held really high expectations for me, but that's really what's, you know, pushed me to the next level. And I'm really grateful that I had those people in my life, you know, holding those high expectations for me. Not only did it teach me to work hard, but it taught me those 3 years that I struggled with in my college career to come back after a loss. And it really helped my faith grow, to be honest. I looked for strength through Jesus to help me to do the right thing, whether, you know, I was frustrated with playing time, whether I was, you know, frustrated that we couldn't win. We felt like we were doing all the right things, and I really had to, you know, put myself in his hands and, you know, play through him those years. And it continued through my senior year.
If there's a young person listening tonight, or a mom or dad listening tonight, and they're saying, wow, this is just a college grad, the confidence, the values, I'm so painfully shy, Krista, or my kid is so painfully shy, what can I do to get the confidence that you have?
I think a lot of times at camp, I just tell those little kids just to smile and have a good time. I think that, you know, I've run into a lot of shy people. For some reason, I wasn't that shy. I like to go up to the girls I was playing, say hi, ask them questions. You know, people got annoyed with how many questions. Where are you from? How old are you? Where do you play? Who's your AAU team? You know, do you have a dog? What's your sister's name? And, you know, I had a lot of fun with that, but the shy kids that I was asking, I suppose, didn't really like that. I would just say to, you know, take it slow. Take it one step at a time and enjoy a situation that makes you feel a little uncomfortable when you're shy. I think that little struggle is something that you can learn from and something that you kind of know that God's out there making that struggle for you so you can learn from that.
20 years of basketball, how many times have you shot a basketball?
Ugh, I've shot the basketball. I shot it 1,000 times a day going into my senior season, and I shot it hundreds of times through my college career daily.
And you've missed over half of them.
Oh, I've missed a lot of shots.
Some people quit before they ever try the first time. What advice do you give to people about just, you've probably had 100,000 shots at basketball. What do you say about never giving up?
Oh, I think that's a very important thing that I learned through basketball. Never giving up. I can remember coaches telling me to do between the legs, behind the back dribbles, and I couldn't do it. And it would bounce off my leg and roll away. And, you know, you're never going to be able to do it unless you keep trying. You know, you want to get, we always say to the kids at camp, get as many reps in as you can. Try to get in more reps than the person sitting next to you. So if you're trying to behind the back dribble or whatever the task might be, just keep doing it. And I think that perseverance will eventually help you succeed.
There were times you took the last shot of the game and you missed it.
Yes, there were.
How do you get over that and forget it the next morning?
It's not easy to miss a shot that your teammates are counting on you to make, but, you know, there's going to be other games, there's going to be other opportunities, and you need to look forward. There's no point of dwelling on the missed shot that could have got you to the quarterfinals or state championship, and you need to go back, learn from what you've learned from the experiences you had, and get back on the horse.
We're talking to Krista Clement, and I'm Jack Rasul, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.
Trust in Us, a world-class executive search firm, presents Anything Is Possible with Jack Krasula on News Talk 760 WJR.
We're talking to Krista Clement, the first University of Michigan athlete in 117 years to captain his or her team all 4 years. Quite an honor. Krista, the first email you ever sent me, one of the sentences says, I hope this email finds you having a fantastic day. You've got an enthusiasm about you, an optimism about you. If there's a listener that says, I used to have that, Krista, but I don't have it anymore, what do you say to that person?
I would tell them that they do have that enthusiasm. They may not be using it at the time, but I think it's a mindset, and if they would like to change it and have that enthusiasm, it's something that they definitely can do. They can choose to look at the positive side and choose to be enthusiastic about situations in their life.
I once heard that what you look like at 20 is God's gift to you. And what you look like at 60 is your gift to God. What are you going to do to ensure that you still have that optimistic, enthusiastic, where you're still sending emails and you're using the word fantastic when you're 60?
I think that's a great line. And I plan to be looking great for God at age 60. I think that, like I said before, I think it's a mindset. And I think that just enjoying your life and having excitement for the things you're doing and love. And I really think that having a love and passion for the things around you, the people around you, is what gives me so much enthusiasm throughout the day.
Great athletes talk about the fear of failure and how that motivates them and drives them. For many others, that fear of failure paralyzes them. What's the key to using the fear of failure as an advantage?
That's one of the biggest keys in sports, I think. And for me, using the fear of failure has really been what's pushed me to, push my body to exercise more, to, be a better teammate. And I don't think that that's possible if you're always afraid that you're not going to succeed. You need to use a little bit of the fear to get over the hump, but know that everything's not going to go perfect, and know that it's not always going to be a win. It's not always going to be a starting position. You're not always going to make your high school basketball team, but you can't let that stop you, and you need to keep working and keep after your goals, even if you don't get it initially.
You're from the UP, and you Upers have great pride. Why?
Oh, I think we're a little bit born with it. We talk a little bit different than these Lower Peninsula people. And we all think that it's a little bit different up there. I think I can remember traveling down to the Lower Peninsula where my dad's from. And every time we'd cross the bridge, my mom would roll down the window and breathe in all the fresh air, not covered by smog, she would say. And she really loves where she's from, and I've always loved the people who are in the UP. They, because it's so small and everyone kind of has the same hobbies or interests, they just, hey, you're a Uper. Oh, I'm a Uper. And there's this community about being in the UP.
You've just finished a glorious chapter in your life.
Yes, I have.
4 years at the U of M, graduate, pre-dental. What dreams do you have, Krista Clement?
I want to allow God to use me in the best way possible, and I want to put all my trust in Him to make that possible. I think it's really hard when you've had a great chapter in your life, like you said, and you spend a lot of time doing something that you really love, and all of a sudden it's over, and you feel purposeless. You don't really know, why you'd work out, why you're on the earth. And I'm ready to start my new chapter and put that power in God's hands.
For a young person, you've got great faith and great peace about God. You've done a much better job in a short period of time of learning how to surrender to God than most all of us. What do you say to a young person who's listening and says, I see that in my parents. People are telling me to do that, but that's not cool to do. I won't be a dude if I do it. My friends will laugh at me. What do you say to them?
I think everybody has a different trail. It's not going to happen immediately. And I don't think that it's necessarily you have to worry about whether it's a cool thing or not. I think that by learning a lot about Jesus, you just kind of can see that he was a pretty phenomenal person.
What can sports do for a young woman?
I think sports can give young women or girls confidence, obviously a little bit of exercise, and just a feeling of accomplishment, being a part of a team, being to work with others, and I just think that they're a really positive thing.
Many times you've beaten boys. What's that like?
Oh, it's a lot of fun. I got really competitive, or I'm a very competitive person, and I guess it's not really even just about beating boys, even though that is fun. But they do get surprised when a girl is scoring baskets or getting around them, so it's a lot of fun to beat boys.
You're a natural leader. What makes a great leader?
I think there's a lot of qualities that make a great leader, but when people can trust you and people understand that you really care about them and that they want to work hard for you, I think that they can follow you.
Last question. What advice would you give to our young listeners tonight?
If I could give them a piece of advice, I would just say to smile as much as you can. Have fun with anything you're doing, any experience you get, whether you're nervous, whether you're excited about it. Go into it with a positive attitude and see what you can make of it. See what you can do to make the situation the best for you.
As Bo would say, Miss Krista Clement, listening to you, you can't walk away without saying there's hope.
Yes.
That there is a great future possible. So thanks for all you've done in the short time. In the next glorious chapter, best of luck and keep doing the same thing.
Thank you.
Our guest next Sunday will be Dr. Donato Cimini, the addiction doctor. If you have a problem with any addiction or you know somebody, a loved one that does, don't miss this show. Until then, I'm Jack Rasula. Thanks for listening. And make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible.
Believe in yourself.